Reading this morning, they've got the top 10 most dangerous toy list out.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Okay. Now, the first one, since David, you have boys?
Yes.
Nothing to do with you, but you've got like three girls, Brad.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Okay, so stay away from the Fisher-Price's Little Mommy Bath Baby Doll.
Okay.
Yeah. And not only you personally, but the little girls can kind of swallow or get a choking hazard from the bottle parts that they have there. Now, check this out.
Wow.
I'd love to have something like this, the Splatmatic Pistol Splat Paintball Shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
Splatmatic.
Cool? Or what? Yeah, Splatmatic.
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah, well, it is because they have high-speed paintballs that come shooting out at you, so it could actually poke your eye out like the Christmas
movie. Oh, my gosh.
Movie.
Well, we'll only get one of them.
Yeah. just one.
Just one.
Yeah, so that's on the top 10 dangerous toys list.
David, Brad, when you think of comfort food, what's the food you think of?
Comfort food.
Pizza.
Pizza's good. Pumpkin pie this time of year is pretty comforting.
Okay, they did this study, found out that usually, like, if women have a bad day, the comfort food they usually go for is something that's really sweet. But men, comfort food, usually around, you know, kind of the meat and pasta type of thing. And they're finding out that women are just craving sugars, but men, they crave the meats when they're having a really good day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, comfort food for guys is celebration, man.
Okay.
That's right.
Because we are celebrating.
Yeah,
like,
true.
The ball team just did this incredible play. You've got to celebrate,
right.
You know?
With wings or ribs. Or, you know, I went to a steakhouse the other night, a Brazilian one. I don't know if you've heard of these places where they keep bringing meat out like all night long until
it's some.
Can I say the name?
European,
I don't know if they have it. It's called Fogo de Chao.
Yeah, I went to one in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's where I went.
Awesome.
I'd never been, and man, it was just funny to watch all the men walking in. My wife was like, "Golly, am I gonna like this place?" I mean, it was just men coming in like, "Yeah, meat," you know. It was like.
You know what's
caveman.
So cool? Now, here I am losing 185 pounds talking about food like this.
Mm.
But what's so cool about that place is that it has these cards. It's like red and green.
Yeah.
So when you want more food, you turn it over to green, and they won't stop.
They will not stop. They
keep
relentless.
With these scours of meat. Have you been there, Brad?
I haven't.
Oh, man.
It's all very good. It's I mean, I couldn't believe. I was like, hang on. I forgot I had to flip my card over. I was like, why do they keep coming? So I flip it over and...
stop.
Yeah, they stop right away. But it was really good. It wasn't just meat. You know, they had some other things to balance it out. I don't know how it worked on the food pyramid necessarily. But gravy, mashed potatoes.
All the food groups, meat and gravy.
They have a big salad bar. But
meat and gravy, all the basic food groups.
Definitely comfort food at a very uncomfortable price.
Yeah, and man, you're surrounded by the depression comfort food, Brad, with all the girls in your house.
I did. Yeah, my wife actually is a chocoholic, and so of course I am too. You know.
Oh yeah.
So, boy, I really struggle with chocolate. I probably ate my weight in chocolate last night after the show. So, yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, especially dark chocolate. It's my favorite.
Okay, too much information, probably TMI, but were the whole pimple thing in school for you because of the chocolate?
Did I have pimple problems in school?
Actually,
probably the reason why I'm a chocoholic now is that we were an all-natural family.
Really?
When I was a kid, yeah. My older brother, Troy, he had such a, just too much energy, basically, and sugar just threw him off the charts that we only ate, like, all-natural food, and we grew almost everything and canned everything, and so I was, like, the kid at school who couldn't trade anything because nobody wanted what I was eating. I mean, like, the peanut butter was the kind of peanut butter, you know, I mean, if you've ever seen all-natural peanut butter where the peanut butter separates from the oil, I mean, it looks hideous, you know, and it tastes even worse, so... That was me growing
so
up.
So when you got a house,
when I got a house, my house is made out of chocolate. Actually,
and I bet you got the real peanut butter.
It has a
I have real peanut butter now. Yes, yes. You know, Jif. It's
that is funny.
You know, mom's shoes Jif. So do dad's.
So do dad's.
So now they do.
Yeah, out of that natural stuff.
Yeah.
Brad and David, our friends from Third Day, spending some time with you this morning. Here they are, King of Glory on Family Friendly His Radio. And from Third Day, Brad and David, spending some time with you this morning from Third Day.
That's right.
Yeah, here we are.
We're enjoying the day.
The
real deal.
Yeah.
There's nobody else like you, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We're actually the decoys. I mean, no one can see us anyway, right?
No.
Brad and Dave are on the bus sleeping.
Yeah, the voice doubles.
Stunt doubles, really, yeah.
But that'd be cool to have your own stunt double. I mean, up on stage, you do these wild stunts, and it's not really you, and you get all the credit for it.
It'd be awesome. Man, did you see Dave when he did that, like, double backflip off the drum riser? It was awesome.
Yeah, Newsboys must have had a stunt double in that. What would you call that thing with the drums that they did?
Oh, with the spun around?
Yeah, the whole spinning around thing.
I don't know, but I got on that thing one time.
You did?
With him, and it was pretty terrifying.
Did you strap in? And
oh,
you...
yeah. It was like being at the fair, but without, I don't know, it just was... There wasn't as many corn dogs for sale around you.
So. Okay, I missed this whole thing. What happened?
A Newsboys one concert tour. The drummer, and I don't know if it was Fuller or not at the time.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was.
They've done it for many years.
Yeah.
Was,
well, Duncan Dunny, as we call him, and Pete. Well, you know, Peter's like the singer now, but Duncan's a drummer. But Peter still plays. So they came back and did a drum duet on this spinning drum riser that like raised up and then it spun around and then it tilted forward and like. They're strapped in, and it was awesome. I mean, they did it every night, and it was a great solo. And I got up on that thing one day, and I couldn't even hold the drumsticks. It was, like, crazy.
Amazing. Now, do you do, like, rides at Six Flags or anything like that?
I used to, yeah. I'm kind of...
used to.
I just turned 31 this week, and, like, I think I'm becoming less tolerant of that stuff. I always feel like I'm going to pass out when I come out of the loop or something, so...
See, I love rides, and I'm from the land of theme parks. I'm from Florida. And so it was, like, Disney and Islands of Adventure and everything.
Yeah, well, like,
there.
It's a small world. It's pretty cool. I like that. Slow and boring.
Yeah, but you're right. All of a sudden, we get into our 30s, and the rides, you start getting a little, you know, dizzy on that.
Yeah, I really do. I get out of the loop or something, and I just black out and, like,
David's the most
stars.
David's our most fearful of flying, too. We do a lot of flying. So
oh, really?
Yeah. Whenever there's turbulence, he gets
well,
a little excited.
Well, I can't even help it. I just get on edge.
It's a natural thing, you know, for him. So.
I know the statistics. But
I'm the guy who's rooting for turbulence.
Yeah.
He's, like, sitting next to me going, dude. Really chill out, all right.
So do you, like, make fun of him and everything on the plane?
Oh, I don't make fun of him at all.
Well, we had a, I can talk about this. We had a flight going into St. Louis earlier this summer where we were about to land, and there was this massive, huge, like, cloud from you know, the devil himself, like, that he descended upon the on the airport. I mean, it was like this huge storm. It was awful. And, like, we're about to come in to land, and I was like, why are we going to land in this? This is crazy. And Brad and I are sitting next to each other. I look out the window, and there's, like, these flashing lights all over the ground. I was like, what is that?
Explosions.
And at about that, it was Transformers exploding.
No.
All over the place. Just, like police cars everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, at that moment that I'm going, what's that? The plane drops just dramatically, like...
Wind shear.
And we're, like, close to the ground. We're not, like, way up in the sky where there's a lot of time to figure out what to do. And it drops, and then it turns to the right real hard, and then it pulls back up, and then it drops again, and... I started yelling a few things, and it was pretty scary. So
out loud
wow.
in the airplane.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
oh my.
So
yeah, just naturally, uncontrollably screaming. Yeah.
I wasn't screaming, but I was like...
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be screaming.
I was probably the only one who made any sort of, you know, remarks. So
I would have tried to go to sleep.
You would try to go to sleep?
Yeah, there's no sleeping in that. And then I hear this
20
guy...
seconds before you hit the tarmac?
Yeah, well, I get that.
It was literally...
We're close, huh?
Yeah, we're that close.
It was frightening. It was definitely the most convinced I've ever been that this
we were going down.
Did you shake the hand of the pilot when you left?
Yes, I was like, good job. And
hug. Well,
yeah, we pulled up and actually had to go... Did we go to Louisville from there? We had to get out of the area.
Yeah, we had to go fly to Louisville to pick up more fuel, and then we came back, and it was
and had more problems again.
Yeah, had
and more we're problems, up there another 28 minutes circling.
So I just wanted to be in St. Louis.
I'm just so grateful. With Family Friendly His Radio 854. I'm Rob Dempsey, and she's Kristen Roberts.
And along with us, hanging out with you today, it's Brad and David from Third Day.
How's everybody?
Hello. We're still here.
Still here.
Yeah.
These same guys, believe it or not. Not our stunt doubles.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's Brad and David in the flesh, and you get to meet them in Greenville, South Carolina, today at 12 noon. They'll be hanging out at Crossway. That's so hard for
Crossway.
Me to say. Thank you.
Crossway.
You
Christian Supply.
That place.
2406 East North Street, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615.
Yeah. Should have been in radio.
I'm telling you. I mean, you just nailed that one.
You know, actually, Dave's dad is or was in radio.
Yeah,
really?
In
really?
For a long
20
time.
Years.
20 years in radio. So
what did he do?
He was on the morning show of the big pop station in Atlanta, and he was kind of the guy, like the funny guy that would... I mean, he was there every morning, but he wasn't like he wasn't like the, you know... one of you guys. He was like the third guy that came in and did all the funny stuff and was, you know, He made it interesting. Yeah. He had like a whole character and everything that he did a different voice, and it was really funny.
Did he try to get you to follow in his footsteps, or were you kind of on your own?
Yeah, I was on my own. I mean, I used to... this is kind of embarrassing, but maybe it'd be cute for some people, but like... I used to play radio when I was a kid, like all by myself in the basement. I set up this station. I had a microphone and like spun records, and you know, that was like my little, you know, some kids are out there playing G.I. Joe and stuff, and I was like a DJ, so playing Huey Lewis
Never
in the
good.
News and stuff. So.
That is
it was cool, yeah.
So. Did you try to do that in high school? Were you going to be the DJ at all the dances and everything?
No, I never wanted to do that. I just you know, wanted to. I thought it would be cool I was more into the technical side of it, all the buttons and.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, you know, it was actual 45s and things, you know. So.
So were you like in awe when you went to the skating rink?
Oh yeah.
Saw the DJ
oh yeah.
There?
I was totally. You know, I would like stand there and look over the window. And who cared about skating? You know.
Yeah.
I wanted to see how they did that. So.
You know, it paid dividends. It's how he got the job as drummer for Third Day. Believe
yeah.
it or not, the short story of that is Mac and Mark. You know, were just like a two piece at the time. I think they might have had a keyboard player, but. They opened up, actually, Dave's and Ty's band opened up for Third Day at his church. Mm-hmm. And anyways, for payment, the pastor said, you know, Dave will, he'll record a little demo for you, because Dave had all this gear. And
uh-huh.
So Dave recorded their first demo, ended up playing drums on it, invited Ty to come play bass on it. And that's why Third Day
yeah.
is really around.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
totally.
Neat.
We had all this gear from the radio uh-huh. stations and stuff that my dad had, and so... I made a recording studio out of it all in my basement, and I used the term studio very loosely. It was very sloppy, but it got the job
done. It got the job done, yeah.
Right.
So. And look at it, 8 albums later.
Yeah, that's right, you know. So I'm hoping to do the next Third Day album in my basement on a 4-track.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you probably have a real cool studio now.
I don't, but I don't know.
You going to work on it?
I kind of lost interest in the studio side of things, especially when everything went digital. I just don't... I know it's a lot cooler, but it's like mm-hmm. I'm lost now with it. So maybe I'll get back into it one day, but it's just not my cup of tea right now. So
now, how'd you stumble into Third Day, Brad?
Yeah, I'm like the loose cannon, I guess. You know, I was playing with another group, and Third Day opened up for us. That's just really strange.
Kind of we it's like really stealing weird. People from.
Yeah, I was playing with this guy named Chris Carter, and I was in the band. We were called Cadillac Ranch, and Third Day opened up for us at my church.
Uh-huh.
And so it was just you guys were just a 4-piece at that point, right?
Or yeah. We were 4-piece. Yeah.
Yeah, and basically about 6 months later, they were looking to kind of take their sound more from acoustic to a little edgier,
yeah.
and they remembered me being some long haired. Rocker, and so they mm-hmm. called me up, and it kind of worked out from there. So,
how cool!
Yeah,
it was always something missing that it was just like this extra little element to the sound, and when Brad stepped in, it was awesome. It was the coolest moment when we first kicked into Consuming Fire. It was the first song we played together.
No,
and it ruled. It was so cool. So,
yeah, I'd be hooked on that too.
Yeah.
It's cool,
yeah.
Man. Third Day, Brad and David, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Yeah,
thanks
really
for letting
thanks
us
for having us.
Yeah.
And in Greenville, South Carolina, Crossway, I said it right,
yeah,
Christian Supply, that's on East, North, and Pelham. So you'll be able to do that at 12 noon today. It's 8:48. No, it's 8:58. I don't want to make you late for work. You got to be there in 2 minutes. Here they are, Third Day, Show Me Your Glory.